This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com, and I have a very special guest in my studio today, my virtual studio, and she is the virtual vixen, Mamiya Oreo. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I'm very excited to have you. I'm like a huge like fan and supporter. I love the virtual thing, and I'm glad that it's like catching on now and like more people are getting into it. But yes. I wanted to talk about you because I remember seeing you. It was a couple of years ago, and it was like at like Cake Day in World or something. You had a magazine, and I bought it. I was like, "Oh, this is cool!" And then I saw you on OnlyFans, and so I wanted to ask you about that. How did you get started with doing like virtual OnlyFans content?
Well, I started off as a stripper inside of Second Life and an escort. And I had like a lot of clients and things like that. And I was actually seeing, it was a few models and things that I was following that were actually like real life models. And I saw that they were posting this new site called OnlyFans. So I'm like, I did a little research about it. Like, let me see what this is. Because I noticed that I started having like actual real life people that would follow my Instagram and would message me and things like that. So I'm like, let me see how it'll be if I actually try this out. So I tried it out. At first, I had it where there was like a paywall before you can actually view the page before I decided to make it free and do like pay per view type thing. So I started it off for like $3 a month and things like that. And I had like, I think it was like 10 subscribers, and then it just grew over time. But yeah, I pretty much got my influence from like models that I was following and things like that. And I wanted to just give it a try with my avatar. I'm like, I never seen anybody do anything like this. And I'm one of those people that I'm like a very, I can't even think of the word, but like, I like to try stuff first. Like, some people will be apprehensive to try new things, and I'm the type of person that would just like try it. Like, hey, if I fail, I fail. Oh, well, at least I tried it.
Right. Well, you know, that's kind of like, when I started doing, phone sex at first, I was only in world, like I was only doing services in world. Like, you could do voice if you wanted to do voice, or you could just do like, you know, BDSM femdom sessions, that sort of thing. And then I started doing phone, and it was kind of funny because like the sites that I'm on, it's mostly like real women. So when I was on there at first with like just this avatar picture, and they didn't know what to think. They were like, what is this?
Like what the hell?
Yeah, I would get the funniest questions. Like, is that a real person? Like, they'd be asking the dispatchers, like, is that a robot? Are y'all using like AI to like take calls? It was like, no, I'm a real person. And then once people started like calling, you know, and they realized like, oh, she's a real person. So yeah. I don't know what they thought. So let me ask you this, like, what are some of like the, I guess, kind of wacky or weird reactions that you got from, okay, Mamiya Oreo is on OnlyFans. So like, what were some of the responses that you got from people that saw you online?
Basically, you know, some of them was just worried about what I looked like in real life. So a lot of them was making comments like, you guys are talking to a fat man that lives in his mom's basement.
Oh,
like little stuff like that. And they was like, I bet she don't look nothing like her avatar. So it was just all type of stuff like that. Some people were saying that it was weird, like who pays for a cartoon girl, like there's real life, you know, women that you could look at and things like that. But what people don't understand is that there's different type of kinks. Like, people have all kinds of crazy kinks. So
yes,
you will really be surprised who will be following the avatar, who will be. And then the thing about it is that not many people are so open with Mamiya. Like, I get DMs, like it's crazy. Like, not many people are open you know, per se, but in like in privacy and things like that, they definitely reach out and subscribe to her and stuff yes. like that though.
Yeah.
Because that's not something that everybody will be open with, because, you know, some people might say that it's weird. Like, you know, why are you, you know, into a avatar? Like, you know, they might get made fun of or whatever the case may be. So some people try to like keep that little kink on the low.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like, I got that also. Like, are you a cartoon? Like, are you a woman in real life?
Yeah.
Are you a black woman in real life? I'm like, yes, I'm. Yes, I'm a black woman in real life. You know, I had to do a blog about that one time because people were asking questions like, "Is she a cartoon? Is she a robot?" Like, no, these are real people. Okay. And you know, after a while, once guys can be like apprehensive. But then once they talk to you, you know, yeah. it's kind of like they let their hair down. And I've noticed too that like along with more people getting into virtual, like I've seen people from IMVU doing like content, you know, like femdom content and all this other content. And I noticed that now, like as of right now, there's like a lot of like the AI is becoming more popular.
Yeah.
Like the AI catfishing and stuff. But what I tell people when they're like, oh, why would anybody pay for like a virtual, you know, person? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, you know, men, when they get horny,
they'll pay for a dog. They don't give a damn.
they really will. Like, I do, sometimes I do gooning content and I'll just use my avatar and be like, yeah, goon to this fat ass. And they love it,
yeah.
you know? And, the other thing I like about, the phone sex industry and also, with the virtual is that you get a level of privacy. Like you don't have to worry about, you know, because I've seen this happen. I've seen OnlyFans girls get popular and then they have like weirdos like stalking them. Yeah. Oh, and we're like, oh yeah, I saw your pictures online. And just, you know how men are, they say all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah. And so, you know, it does give you a certain level of privacy, which I like. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I just want to say I was so proud when you know, I saw like you have been interviewed. I forget which site it was, but it was on Twitter and they were like, you know, virtual OnlyFans model makes 100K. I was like, yes, like I'm rooting for us. So, you know, I love to see people doing different stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like thinking outside the box. Because obviously, you know, in this line of work, you're going to have haters. You know, you're going to have other women like, oh, who she thinks she is, you know, that sort of thing. And I don't focus on that. You know what I mean? I just focus on like, I like doing this. It's fun. I like having fun. Mm-hmm. So let's see. What else did I want to ask you?
And to talk on that about the haters thing, like, it's crazy because I've actually seen some real women who are actually in the industry that have things to say about my avatar. Like, you know, they'll say something like, hey, subscribe to a real woman and this, that, or whatever. And it's just like, girl, like my whole thing is, you know, I love to do it behind my Mia. If I wanted to do it with myself, I would do it myself, but I don't want to do it with myself.
Right.
I love the fact of doing it with my Mia because I can go so far with her. Like, you know, things that I wouldn't do with myself, I can do with her and not have to worry about, like you said, stalkers and stuff like that. It's just strictly through my avatar. I can use my imagination with her and I really enjoy working through my Mia. Like, it's not, you know, anything that I would take back, to be honest. So it is what
and,
it is.
Well, not only that, but the same stuff that like content models can do, you can do with your virtual. I do dick ratings, you know, like guys pay me for dick ratings. I mainly do femdom, but you know, I do other stuff too, and I make custom content. And so I love like the versatility of being able to create on virtual, and then plus I write, you know, erotica. So a lot of times I'll make pictures to go with whatever I put on my blogs or whatever stories I make. You know, I make pictures to go with it, or sometimes videos to go with it. So I absolutely love it. So how do you feel, by the way, about like how many more people are like hopping on virtual and, you know, doing like the 3D AI and all of that and using that as content?
I love it. The one thing about it is that I feel like the more that people get exposed to it, the more that it puts all of us on. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like one of those things where, because I think I just saw something about on Second Life where Motown has a, they partner with Second Life or something like that. And I was like, oh,
really?
Like, I thought, see, stuff like that, I think is cool. But, you know, there's one thing within, you know, the Second Life community, sometimes within specific groups, is people look at it as a competition and they don't actually look at the, they don't look at, I can't think of the word, but they don't look at how one person could really bring so much attention to so many people, because there's so many talented people on Second Life. There are so many like beautiful avatars and things like that. And it's like, instead of looking at it in a competition type way, I feel like it's good to look at it like, okay, well, this person is bringing more exposure here. So let me showcase my talent a little more, since more people are, you know, transitioning into the Second Life and the AI and the 3D virtual things like that. But you know, some people don't look at it that way, and that's the unfortunate thing about it. I am not one of them type of people. I feel like when one person make it, I feel like we all make it, like
exactly.
Just, you know, that's just me. That's the type of person that I am, and you know, it's just unfortunate that everybody doesn't think like that. But hey.
I'm very much pro supporting and especially Black women in the industry, because we deal with a whole other set of like issues and drama and just dumb stuff, you know, that people think. And you know, so anytime I see people doing something, you know, like virtual, like, you know, the 3D models or IMVU models. And there's actually another site too. I think it's called like Red Light District that somebody told me about, that they also make like adult content. But I think that it is like absolutely wonderful. And so like anytime I see you or anybody else doing virtual, I'm like, yes, I'm going to fully support that. Because I remember what it was like, you know, when I started doing virtual. And yet, you know what? There have been, I can't think of any. I know Duran Duran, like that old band from like the 80s, was in SL when like they first started. But I think that with more exposure, like maybe it'll gain more interest. And one of the things that I like about SL versus like say the metaverse, and this is like a running joke between me and some of my friends, it's like they don't have legs.
I don't even like their avatars, like and that's part of the reason why I won't even go over to Grand Theft Auto, because I don't like the avatars. Like I have to have a pretty avatar in order for
yes
interested in it. Like I don't care what you can do over there. I don't care how close it is to real life. Like if the avatar is not cute, you're not gonna find me there.
Yeah, no, I've seen their avatars and I was like and then I looked at the, like they spent all this money on the metaverse and somebody was joking like, oh, you know, you spent all this money on the metaverse but y'all don't have legs. And so that's been kind of like a running joke, like, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, SL is not as popular as it used to be, and I'm like, I beg to differ, because I think it's more popular now. You have like all these options. You have all these mesh body options. You have all these skin options. You have, you know, all these different hair makers, all these different creators in world. And I know that some of the creators do create stuff for other games, but I just feel like you have a lot more options. And I know people have asked me about it before, and I say, it's a learning curve, because when I first joined SL, I had like no idea what it was. I didn't know what I was doing. I got frustrated. And then, you know, when I joined in Chantrix, and we had one of our dispatchers, Tori, was teaching us about SL, and it's so much better when you have somebody there like, okay, here, let me show you how to do this. And she, like, I owe her so much. Like, she's amazing, because she showed us how to do stuff, and I was like, I would have never known this, you know, if they hadn't, you know, if she hadn't like shown us. So I think it's better. The only thing that I could say, I mean, with any, I guess with any online community, is that sometimes SL can get a little crazy, and people like start taking it too seriously, and you know, they take it like it's real life, and they got all this drama, you know, and then they're like bashing people online, like, well, I don't like so and so, and she with my man, and I'm like, do you realize that y'all are like role playing? Like, unless you like are physically with these people in real life, you're basically role playing. And how do you feel about that, by the way, like role play in SL?
Yeah, I mean, I used to always role play. It just got to a point where, you know, people don't role play anymore like how I used to role play. Like, I was more like, I love drama. Like, I will sleep with people's men and, like, you know, just sleep with people's men and, like, just do all type of crazy stuff. And then it just started getting to a point where girls was really taking it to heart. And, you know, like, I would tell them, like, look, I'm married in real life. This is just a game, whatever the case may be. And it was just, like, they wasn't hearing it. Like, it's, I could say I'm married in real life all day long, and it still doesn't matter. You know, I'm still serious. Like, you know, it was just becoming it was just becoming a little irritating. So it's like now I don't really role play with people anymore, because it's like I feel like nobody's normal anymore. So I just get online, take my pictures, and just go, because I like to argue. I like to, you know, fake argue, fake fight. Like, I'm an avatar, fake fight, fake argue. And then it's like I got into like a fake fight or something with somebody. They took it to heart.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like, it was just too much. And that experience right there, I was like, you know what? I'm done. Like, these people are so out of touch with reality. They're so like, everything is just so on edge. Like, I don't have time for that. Like, it's like, I'm an unproblematic person in real life. I don't have drama. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be doing all that or whatever. So it's like, when a person is making it a real life issue, then it's like, I'm bringing drama into my actual life. And it's like, I'm not all for that. So I just, you know, I made an executive decision.
I don't blame you.
Role playing with people and just focus on her content and taking pictures and things like that, because that's what makes me my money. Arguing with people online don't make me no money. So it's
exactly,
like, it's not a point.
You know what? And some of the like content creators that make like the SL fights and put them like on Instagram and TikTok, I think those are like so hilarious, because there's one, I think her name is So Elegant. She put like a fake fight on there, and then like the next scene cuts to her being in jail, and she had like her weave ripped out. I was like, oh my God.
Hilarious. Yeah, there's some like talented people that do like, you know, different, you know, stunts and stuff like that. And so,
and I love all the animations too. But the one thing I had to be like the most careful about is, because like you said, people take it too seriously. And then not only that, but we both know how weird men can be. And yeah. One of the unfortunate like experiences that I had was this dude that I became like friends with, and we would hang out, and he started like he used to like to dress up as a woman on SL, you know, like he had a female Abby. He started copying my avatar, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
We not doing that. So I learned, you know, because when I joined, I was very naive, but I learned like, you gotta be careful with these people, because some of them
gotta steal your personality.
Exactly. They'll try to steal your personality. And not only that, but like, I'm a spiritual person. So, you know, you got to be careful who you let around you, because they also try to steal your energy.
They're trying to take your place. Because so am I. Like, I'm a very spiritual person, but I never, like, when it came to Second Life, like I said, Second Life was Second Life. So I wasn't trying to like protect my energy and all that stuff, because I'm like, it's a game. Like, you know, but over the time, I realized that I do have to protect my energy.
Yes.
Because, you know, these people on the other side of the computer, they really be battling with some things. And
some of them are, they are affected.
Yeah, you know, like, they really be battling some stuff. And it's like, you know, it's no joke. You don't know what people be doing on the other side of the computer. You don't know what type of demons that they're battling with. And I had to actually learn that. And it was unfortunate because once I learned that, and once I started honoring, you know, like, protecting my energy, I kind of was upset that I had to do that, because I'm like, this is you protect your energy in the real world. Like, why do I have to come to a game and protect my energy? Like, that sucks, because I can't be who I really want to be on the game. But
it is
what it is. And I did have to learn to protect my energy, and that's exactly what I do now. You know, Second Life used to be very fun for me, but now I just look at it as business. There are some people who I still talk to and things like that, but I'm, like how I was before. Nope.
Yep. Yeah, no, I'm kind of the same way now. Like, there's a lot of people that in world that I just had to cut off, because I do like spending time on there. Like, I like to sim hop. I like to go exploring. I like to take pictures. You know, I'll put pictures on my Flickr, and I notice like all the drama and just people just being mean and like hateful towards you. And I was like, you know what? I'm not on here for that. I'm not on here to like be arguing with people, you know, having internet drama like makes absolutely no sense to me. And then the other thing I noticed is that like with adult content creators, especially with women, like these men see it as a challenge. Like they feel like, oh, I gotta, you know, try to like conquer her because she's a dom. So I gotta see if I can get her, you know, her time and energy for free. And I'm like, no, you gonna pay me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I do sessions in world from time to time, mostly on the phone. And, you know, I would have these guys are like, oh, I would love to meet you. And I'm like, that's nice.
Right. Thanks.
thanks. You know, and then as soon as I tell them, like, well, my services are paid only, they're like, oh. Well, I don't like paying for doms. I don't like paying for and they be lying. They lie, you know, because a lot of the guys that say that they don't pay for content are the ones that are like subscribing to your OnlyFans, or, you know, calling you like, oh, I just wanted to see what this was about. Like, okay.
Exactly. Like, I'm just subscribing just to see what's on here.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever you say.
We know what you're doing.
Right.
So I guess my next question to you is, do you only do content, or do you do like any other like stuff with your virtual avatar?
Yeah, like as far as like escorting, I do that very seldomly. I have to be in the mood, and I have to have like time to do it. But I haven't done that in a while, to be honest. But right. I do a lot of custom content and then posting on like OnlyFans and things like that. So that's what I've been doing a lot recently. But as far as the escorting, I haven't done that in, I'll say, like a few months.
Gotcha. Yeah, I tried it before, and I didn't like it because of the some of the cattiness in world. You know, and I was like, I don't want to really deal with that. But yeah, I like making content, and you know, I like doing like the in-world virtual sessions, and I just like creating. Like, you know, I like the art, you know, like the artistic side of things. Mm-hmm. And I just like, I focus on that. And I focus on like writing and everything else. I'm like, So I guess my last question for you would be like, anyone who sees your content and thinks, oh man, I would love to do this, but I don't know if I can do this. What would your advice be to somebody who's starting out making like virtual content or being like a, you know, virtual dom or model or whatever?
I would say be very consistent and then cater to those people who are interested in you. Like, don't worry so much about the people who don't find you interesting or mm-hmm. who don't like whatever you're doing or who has a problem with what you're doing. Focus solely on those people who support you. Be consistent and promote yourself. That's very important, promoting yourself, because you can't get anywhere without promoting. So.
Yeah. Promotion is great. Like, you know, one of the things that just blew my mind is in sex work, you know, and in the adult industry, even in phone sex, people think we don't do anything. And I'm like, no, I write, you know, like I am a writer. I have this podcast. I'm on, you know, Twitter promoting my stuff. You know, I promote myself elsewhere. So you do have to have, and I have an administrative background. So, you know, I know the importance of like customer service.
Exactly.
You know, and yeah, you know, you gotta like weed out the dudes that just want to waste your time. I feel like that's with everywhere. But there is like a lot of back end work with like the writing and you know, and the promoting. I wouldn't trade it. Like, I get to work from home, you know, and this is what I've been doing for like years now. This is how I pay the bills. So, you know, I love it.
Yeah.
Like, and then if I want to travel, like I could travel. So that's one of the things that I love. Well, listen, we're about to wrap up, but I just want to thank you for being able to, like, I really appreciate you being able to do the podcast. And I would love to have you back if you're, you know, anytime you're available.
Yeah, I would love to come back. Thank you so much for having me. And whenever you need me to come back, just let me know. We can work something out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Oh, wait, one more thing before you leave. Let everybody know where they can find you online.
You can find me on my website, mamiaorio.com. And there you can just go to contact me. And then it has a link to all of my social media. So that's where you can meet me at.
Wonderful. Well, listen, thank you so much for being on the show. And to everybody out there listening, if you want to know more about the podcast or anything about me, please go to my blog. It's ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. And thank you for listening. Stay safe and stay blessed.